You are listening to Rated F for Fabulous.
Hey guys, I'm Amanda.
And I'm Katie.
And you're listening to Rated F for Fabulous.
What
and I'll just
said.
Do that by myself, because Katie seems to have forgotten how we do that, apparently.
We took a week off. I don't know nothing. I feel like I'm so far away from the microphone.
Because you are far away from
Because I don't want to kiss your face.
Oh, suddenly you don't want to kiss my face anymore. No. Suddenly the recent events have you concerned that people might have mistaken us as lesbians.
Yes.
Any other time? She'd rather think we are.
I'm not trying to get shot up. For my sexuality.
I don't even know why we're laughing about that.
I know, that's horrible. Really fucked up.
Like, we've both been so upset about it, and then we're like cracking jokes all of a sudden.
We're not
cracking jokes. What's wrong with us? That was definitely a joke.
We're drunk. Well, that's it. That's what I say. We're drunk.
It's the excuse for everything. We're drunk.
We're drunk. So we don't really have any kind of, any, God fucking shit. Sorry.
I think what she's trying to say is we don't have any kind of topic.
Yes, because we took a week off, so.
We've made it so big, we're in the big times. We take weeks off at a time now.
We went to Bora Bora for the week.
By Bora Bora, she means Cocoa Beach for a day. Like a half a day. I performed my wedding. It wasn't a total disaster. Yay!
I mean, personally, the wedding itself was kind of a disaster, but not your speech.
Well, I mean, I think it was just quickly thrown together.
Sure, I can't reach my pit. Yeah, it was very, very quickly thrown together.
I think they did it like the night before.
I think they did it on the way there. They planned everything.
So,
it was interesting. And the best part was that it was like on this rundown gazebo thing, like in this park.
I thought I was going to fall through the wood. And my fat ass was going to go through the wood.
Someone graffitied a picture of Richard Simmons and it said no fatties. So like, that's where you're getting married at? Awesome. Yeah. Whatever. So anyways, we're just going to discuss current events. Amanda has questions. I don't have any questions because I didn't get any questions. It's a reasonable enough answer.
Well, my questions are a little, I guess, out of our norm for what they normally are, but they both come from Justin. So the first one is, what is your preference, cold pizza or hot ice cream?
Is there even such a thing as hot ice cream?
I've never heard of such a thing, I guess.
By the
is
time,
that like when you just let it melt
yeah.
in the bowl? Or do they do such a thing like fry it and make it hot? I don't even
oh,
know.
They have fried ice cream.
I've never so had
they have
this.
The, yes, you have. That's what they have at the hibachi places for your birthday is the fried ice cream. We had it for my birthday.
Oh. Together. We shared it. How romantic.
So I guess I would rather have cold pizza.
I'll take cold pizza every day of the week.
Well, because I don't know what hot ice cream is, because even fried ice cream is still cold.
Yeah, we need clarification on these things.
Like, what is hot ice cream? Like pudding? Would that be considered hot ice cream?
Maybe. I'm going to go with cold pizza, because that just would have been
well,
my answer either way.
It depends on what kind of pizza. Anyways, continue on.
You have a certain kind that you like cold, others that you don't?
Yeah. I don't think I would like meat cold.
I don't care. It could be any kind of pizza.
I'm not a big pizza fan.
I didn't even know we were friends all this time and you didn't like pizza.
I like pizza. I'm just not a huge pizza fan.
Oh.
I love tacos.
Okay.
Of all shapes and sizes.
Question two. Would you climb Mount Everest if you knew 100% you would lose body parts to frostbite? Abso-fucking-lutely not. I would not climb Mount Everest if you told me that I was guaranteed to make it and have all of my body parts.
I know.
I don't climb things, period.
I don't climb unless it's a stepladder.
I was going to say, the only thing I climb is the couch when there's a spider in the house.
But I especially would not be climbing anything when I know I'm going to lose my body parts. What the fuck? What kind of fucked up question
I
is
mean,
that?
I think it's to say, like, for the accomplishment. Like, lots of people are like...
That's
you know,
not an accomplishment.
Like, for some people out there, that's a huge accomplishment to say you climbed it. I'm not one of those people. I don't really like to walk. I definitely don't like to run. If I run, it's because someone's chasing me. Like, I'm not that outdoorsy, active person that would have great accomplishments from climbing Mount Everest. Just to say I've seen it and drove up near it would be enough for me, I think. It's not even really on my list. You quit moving this microphone away from my mouth.
I have no desire to climb any kind of mountain. However, I do like to do outdoorsy stuff time to time, and I do like to go on trails. I love nature trails and all that, but I still don't want to climb.
I like nature, but I like to do it at my leisure. If I feel like I'm there to exercise, it takes away from the value.
I like to do it both ways. I like all positions.
We know. Except a dick in her mouth.
Right.
She doesn't like that part.
No.
Speaking of, Justin, still, we kind of want you to take one for the team because...
No.
I don't know if I should mention names just in case they ever listen, but Justin and I have questions about this person.
No, the answer is no. Whatever the questions are no.
And their appendages.
I am not your guys's entertainment. No.
Yes. You are not our entertainment. It's the other person that is, but we need
you. Well, then you take one for the team. Justin can take one for the team.
Justin's in across the country.
You two are the ones that want to know. I have no desire.
Actually, let me just go ahead and clarify. Justin wants to know more than I do. I give up. I have some curiosities on how that thing works, but other than that, I don't really care.
Well, let's not talk about this too much because there's people who don't know what we're talking about. So,
a man with a very small penis is what we were talking about. That likes Katie a whole lot. Which probably just didn't narrow it down. That was still probably...
still a lot of men out there.
Anyway. I tried, Justin. Sorry.
Sorry, Justin.
So,
you can just do it yourself. Let us know how it worked out. You can stick your thumb in your ass. It's probably about the same size. It depends if you have big hands.
Actually, I think somebody's thumb would be bigger.
My thumb's about the size of it.
Well, that's because you have, like, a gorilla thumb.
I don't have a gorilla thumb.
Your thumb is, like, freakishly long.
Your thumb's longer than mine.
No, it's not.
Put your hand up to mine.
My hand is... Oh!
Yeah, you have a gorilla thumb. Your thumb's freakishly long.
Well, yours just looked really long.
I've always had shorter fingers than other people.
Sorry. Turns out mine's bigger.
My friend's a cunt. So, we just learned that Amanda has gorilla thumbs. Don't go snatching no children around with those thumbs.
Okay.
All right, now that we've done enough rambling on and on and on about nothing.
So what was your... Katie was trying to tell me earlier about her boss's granddaughter. But she had to save it for the podcast, so feel free to tell me now.
I totally forget what I was going to say now.
Okay.
Oh, this little bitch, I fucking cannot stand her granddaughter. Oh my God.
She's such a cunt. Are you going to tell us why?
Because she's a bitch. Okay, so my boss... Okay, where I work at, it's just my boss and I. Well, we groom dogs. So whenever a dog gets distracted, it's extremely hard to groom them because they won't sit still. They bite you. They yank around. It's just impossible. Well, my boss's granddaughter, who's like 14, is up here for the week or whatever. Oh, so she's up here for the week. Well, the other day, she's talking like she's a child. And that's really fucking obnoxious. So the other day, I'm sitting there drinking my fountain drink, and she's like, oh, I'm so thirsty. Can I have some of that?
No, wait, how old is she?
14. So I just gave her that look like, no. So then I get my lunch, and she's like, and it was like some kind of pita sandwich thing. She's like, oh, can I have a bite? In my head.
What?
Yeah. In my head, I'm like, bitch, I don't know you. You're not touching my food. I don't know. But, you know, I was just like, sorry, I don't have enough. Whatever. She's not starving. My boss's house is literally like 50 feet behind the salon. And then there we live. I mean, I work in Flagler Beach. So great. People are going to stalk me now. So
dummy.
There's like a bajillion places this little girl could walk to. Like within just other than the road, within the block. There's like taco shops, sub shops, 7-Eleven, all kinds of shit. So I didn't feel bad for her. So kind of find out they're treating her like she's a baby. And she's talking like she's a baby because she doesn't feel well. Well, it's her fucking period. Like, I thought maybe she was dying of, like, leukemia or something. The way they were treating her, you would have thought it was something serious. It's her goddamn period. So this little bitch is getting on my nerves so bad. So today, she's there, and I'm like, ugh. And, of course, she's wanting everything that everybody has. So she comes in the back. She says, hey, can I sit back here? I said, no. She said, well, I'm going to. She pulls up a chair. And she sits right in between my grooming table and the tub. So the dogs are barking and going crazy. She keeps her nose in my boss's phone, whatever. So long story short, she starts crying for no fucking reason. Just out of the blue. Starts bawling her eyes out. So I'm like, oh, God, what's wrong with you? She thinks she's pregnant.
What?
Okay.
You're 14?
Yeah. So I said, didn't you just have your period? She said, yeah, but it only lasted for a day or two. So I'm like, okay.
Victor's a killer.
We just found our producer's knife. If you guys don't hear from us after this show.
His name is Victor.
We don't know his last name.
D. Oh, well, we shouldn't say that to people anyway.
Victor Rodriguez. So anyway, so this little girl thinks she's pregnant. So she's whispering it to me that she might be pregnant and that she don't know why she's bleeding. She might be miscarrying, whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, that's weird. Well, kind of find out she's not even, she's not even legitimately bleeding. She's spotted for one day. So I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should tell my boss, hey, your granddaughter thinks she's pregnant.
You have no loyalties to this 14-year-old.
Or if I should just be like, ain't my fucking problem, don't care, and just ignore it.
But if she gets on your nerves, I think, well, one, I would want to know. But two, if she gets on your nerves, tell the grandma, because at least she'll get in trouble.
Why would the grandma get in trouble?
The girl.
Oh.
She's for having sex? Girl. Maybe being pregnant at 14?
Well, apparently her mom had her when she was 16.
Still, she got 2 more years before she starts acting like her
mother. I think teenage pregnancy is genetic.
I don't think it is, but I think the example you set for your kids, they kind of follow it. Because I do notice a lot of people who had their kids young, their kids went on to have their children young.
Yeah, so I don't know what to do. It's, look, a pretzel. So I don't know.
It's my SpongeBob love.
So I don't know what to do with this situation. I feel like I should tell my boss in case that she is pregnant. And she's like, well, I told Katie.
Yes, because what if she's one of those people that, like, tries to give birth in a toilet and hide it in a dumpster or something?
Not my baby. Not my problem.
Yeah. Go ahead and get her in trouble, though. Be a snitch.
I'm thinking about it. So anyways, that was the highlight of my day. So
I'm
going to
call up
girl.
As an anonymous caller and tell your boss now.
And it's like a shocker because she talks like she's 4. So it's like she's retarded. And then my boss is trying to make excuses for her after she left today. Her name is Haley, by the way. My boss is like, you know, I really don't know about Haley. I think she's really immature. And I was like, yeah, she is kind of different.
Not so immature that she's not out there having sex.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, she is kind of different. And then my boss is like, well, she's just really dingy. I'm like, yeah. And then she's like, you know, she just doesn't really seem like she's like all there. I said, so she's stupid. And my boss, her name's Sharon, she's like, no, I wouldn't say she's stupid. And I'm like,
You just did.
Yeah, I'm like, basically, you said it in 12 different ways. But it's not my boss's granddaughter by blood. It's my boss's boyfriend's granddaughter, but she calls him grandma, granddaughter, whatever. So that's the only thing I've had happen to me. I'm burping up a storm. That's on my mind is, do I snitch on this 14-year-old girl? She's pregnant, or do I let it go?
My vote is snitch. You might be doing her a huge favor in the long run.
Yeah, I just don't really care about her or her baby, unborn child.
Yeah, but I think, like, as an adult, you should tell her.
Probably. That's probably the adult thing to do.
And even though we discussed in the car that we're not really a news station or anything, I do feel like in recent events, like, Florida's had a rough fucking week.
Only in Florida.
Like, I feel like I can't even encourage people to come visit me or anything here because you're going to get shot or attacked by an alligator or shot, I guess. So we had the YouTuber girl.
Yep. The Christina Grimmy, whatever her name was.
I didn't really know of. I'm sure my oldest one did, but I didn't know of her until this happened, but she actually was an amazing singer.
I'm just not feeling this podcast.
She got shot in Atlanta. Then we had the Pulse nightclub, and then the little boy with the alligator, which...
And now, apparently, there's 2 boys missing on the shore somewhere from a shark attack.
What?
Yeah, I seen it on Facebook, scrolling through.
So we Katie's not feeling this podcast, but she's going to finish it out whether she likes it or not, because we're already this far in and we're not restarting, because she has plans anyway.
The whole 14 minutes in.
Yeah, so at least do 10
I'm just
minutes.
Not feeling it, because nothing exciting has happened in my life. I feel sad about the Pulse shootings. I don't like that at all. I feel sad about the boys that get ate by an alligator.
I felt sad about that, and as a parent, I can't imagine seeing that happen, but I think it, like I said earlier, it became a whole lot worse once I saw this picture, because then it kind of made it. Yeah, and then you connect a little more. So, not going to Disney World anytime soon.
Well, if you do, don't stand by the water. But I think everybody, common sense, when you're in Florida, any body of water could have a shark in it. Any fresh, or not a shark, any fresh water could have alligators in it. Anything salt water near a shore could have bull sharks in it. So you're just going to get ate no matter what. Stay the fuck away from water.
I agree, but I think, like, you don't expect that at Disney. Like, you know, it's supposed to be the happiest place in the world.
I expect that at any body of water. I
think as a company that big, like, they would have that either under control or taken care of. Like, well, I'm sure that's a huge lawsuit for Disney, even though, like I said, no swimming. Like, I kind of can relate with the parents. Like, it did say no swimming, and I wouldn't let my kids swim there. But to wade out in ankle-deep water, then sure, what's the harm in that? And, like, lots of people have posted pictures where it's a common thing that there's kids on that shoreline wading in the water. So most places I know have put a fence up so the gators couldn't get to the shoreline. But either way, I'm sure, you know, it already said Disney was going to change the signs and post about there being alligators now. But
now that the world knows.
Yes. So
I think it is sad.
Good time.
We have really boring lives. Oh, I got a new kitten today.
Yeah, tell everyone about that. What's his name?
His name is Baby Dahmer.
My friend's a freak.
Absolutely no relations to Jeffrey Dahmer.
See how there'd be like a lot of relations unless like your cat's mother's grandmother was Jeffrey Dahmer's cat or something.
Basically, that's what it really was. So I had Baby Dahmer. After staring at him, trying to figure out a name, I decided maybe I'll name him Kruger. Maybe I'll name him Voorhees. And then I'm like, all right, maybe I'll leave the horror movies. Maybe I'll name him Gacy or Dahmer. And I came up with Baby Dahmer. I was going to stick with Craven after Wes Craven because I'm just a little fucking twisted. And I love horror movies and serial killers and all that good stuff. But I stuck with Dahmer. And since he's a kitten, it's Baby Dahmer. And I'm sure once he gets bigger, it'll still be Baby Dahmer. He's gray and white and he's super cute.
I did not acquire a new kitten. In fact, I've been fostering our producer's kitten and brought her back today. So I'm down a cat, down two kids. Both of my girls left since the last podcast. Which, the youngest one always leaves in the summertime. She's a traveler. She was fine. I was more worried about my oldest one. This is the farthest we've been apart since she was born. Probably for the longest by the time she gets back. So, it's been exceptionally quiet around my house.
God, I feel like we have not done anything with our lives. Like, to talk about all this podcast.
I think we should just take notes because, like we talked about in the car, we could do a podcast just on our drive from Palm Coast to St. Augustine because
it was even a quiet drive today.
Yeah, for the most part. Until we get downtown, there's something magic about downtown because it just livens up. Downtown. The perfect songs come on the radio. There's a guy doing meth riding his bike down the sidewalk that I seriously do not know. One, how he rides a bike. Two,
I almost fell out of the car in the drive-thru.
Yeah, Katie almost falls out of the car in the drive-thru at Taco Bell.
Well, I was opening my window or opening my door to catch my Frosty, which was falling at Taco Bell because we got a Frosty from Wendy's. And I almost fell out, so there's that story. But if you know me, you know I have a huge fear of cars. Not cars, but car doors. God, I sound ignorant.
And I don't know where we are this week because, again, it's been 2 weeks since we did a podcast, but we discovered after our podcast, like, we actually have listeners. Like, there are people of you out there that we don't even know. Like, you're not our friends. We didn't twist your arm to listen or anything. So we were pretty stoked about that.
Yeah.
So say hi to us. Find us on Facebook.
Hey.
Yeah. Find us somehow. Not in a creepy stalker
way. Oh, so I posted a question. Sorry for interrupting. Just when I get excited. When them thoughts come to me, I just gotta, you know, express them. I posted a question earlier on Facebook and surprisingly nobody answered it and I'm really offended. So I'll ask you.
Okay.
I think my Facebook is broken. If you had the chance to find out how, when, and where you're going to die, would you? And it can't be because, oh yeah, I want to find out so then I can avoid it. No, this is unavoidable. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. Even if they tell you you're going to die that way and you try to avoid it, it's still going to happen that way.
No, I don't want to know.
You wouldn't know? Want to know?
Because then, you know, like, it's not going to help me in knowing. Like, if it's inevitable, it's going to happen. So,
yeah.
I mean, I guess on one hand, it's good because you would know, like, okay, you have 3 years. Cram everything you want in 3 years. Because we always kind of sit back and think, like, oh, I'll have time. I'll do it later. So it would make you do that, I guess, a little more.
Yeah.
But I don't want to know.
God.
I think you should just kind of live.
Live your life, girl. Live your life.
Like you don't know anyway, and it's going to happen. Because it's going to happen to all of us.
So, if you guys did not check it out from the last podcast, don't forget to check out Ashley Gay on YouTube.
I promise you that she's not paying us to throw her name out there, because I think we've thrown it out there in the last 3 podcasts.
No, she's just so fucking ignorant. It's the best thing you'll ever watch.
I can't tell. I thought I found her on Facebook, and I still can't tell if it's legitimately her or not. I even tried to get Taylor to Skype, because she was like, Skype me, here it is. I didn't want her to see my face, so I had Taylor do it, and she just picked it up and hung up. So I don't think it's really her that I'm following or friends with on Facebook now.
Probably not. So. But she's awesome, I think. She's fucking stupid. So if you're listening to this, Ashley Gay, you're an idiot, but I still listen to your YouTube.
We still love the shit out of you, even though you're...
You moron.
And those are my real boobs.
My brother is dead. Also, there's a guy on Facebook. His name's Aaron Cash. Check him out, too.
I think just, Katie's just throwing him out there because he seems to... I thought Katie was lying to me. Not lying, but I thought she was exaggerating because he does these, like... He got a shout-out from Chris Crocker and, like, became kind of famous. And the video that Chris Crocker did of him was hilarious. And the thing is it's not that he does bad videos. He does great videos. It's like he's very caring of all of his fans. Ugh. So that's to his own detriment. Because where most people don't answer to everybody on their feed, they're doing their own thing. This guy answers everyone.
Like, except for me.
Except for Katie. So, as they come in doing the live thing, he's like, hey, Carol Ann. Hey, Betty Lou.
And that's really how he sounds.
Yeah, I'm not.
Hey, even. Cheryl.
You have that baby yet, girl? Like, he's great because he like gives attention to everyone. He pays attention. He keeps track. But Katie says, well, he never says hi to me. And I'm like, oh, well, I've been in the live thing and I've said stuff before and he'll say hi or something. And she's like, no. So we go in together. We're sitting next to each other on our phones, both in there. I say something. I believe he says something back. And then Katie says something 3 different times. And he does not acknowledge her on any of the
He things. Reads the comments above mine and under mine. And just, completely... Never does he ever acknowledge me, ever. But he's so funny. He's not funny. He's actually kind of boring. Some of his videos are okay. But it's just every single video. He's like, hey, Cheryl. Hey, Jessica. And he's from Virginia or West Virginia or whatever. Virginia, so he's got that accent. He's just ridiculous. He's gay, so if you don't like gay people, don't watch it. Don't shoot him either. Oh, wow. What is this? Victor, we'll have you know when you listen to this podcast later, there are some dirty smears on this.
Yeah, looking at your monitor. And it's like monitor. Poltergeist tried to come through this. Poltergeist? Like, did I say poltergeist?
Lips, or... That looks like lips. Like he's been kissing his computer screen.
Mm-hmm. I know that because my daughter does it to the TV screen.
This is a big monitor.
Yeah. We're checking all your equipment out in here. Yeah. This is what happens when you leave us alone.
Room Raiders.
By the way, because we found your big, huge knife over here.
Is there blood on it?
Oh, I better wipe my DNA off of it. Let's see. Check for blood. I don't see blood. I see some stickies. Wasn't he just telling us about some serial killer kid at his work?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see blood, but... See, my friend Scott one time, when I showed him one of my guns, he was holding it, and then he, like, wiped his fingerprints off before he handed it back to me, and I thought that was ridiculous. I'm like, Jesus, what do you think, I'm gonna pen him for a murder? I get it now. I forgive you for thinking you're crazy, Scott, because I totally get it now.
Yeah.
Put this weapon right back over here. What else did you get?
I wish we had more interesting stuff to talk about.
Oh, how cute is
this? I told my friend Holly to listen to the podcast tonight, and it's not even going to be anything interesting. So, Holly, we promise to have more interesting podcasts.
Yeah, they'll be more interesting if you send us questions. But if not, just go back and listen to the previous 4.
I'm just giggling over a Facebook post. If you're a stranger,
We're sorry we suck so bad. We sorry.
And you enjoy us, then add us on Facebook. You can go to Rated F for Fabulous.
Yeah.
And find the Facebook. We don't have very much on the Facebook. We really need to work on that.
Well, it's because we don't have very many fans on the Facebook page. I think we have 40?
Yeah.
30?
We'll eventually get more, and then we'll become famous, and then we'll have legit stuff. Then we'll take
2 weeks off at a time.
Yeah. Because, see, right now we have to drive, like, 30 minutes away from home to do the podcast because our producer has a whole setup. So eventually we'll get it in our own stuff, and then we'll have webcams and start doing live videos. And
then we'll annoy the crap out of you guys because we'll want to do them every night when we're bored.
Uh-huh. Or drunk.
Not that we do that every night, but I definitely want to do at least one pod. Yeah. Why can't I talk today? I want to do one podcast drunk.
Yes.
I think it would be hilarious.
Probably.
Really, I think if, like, we could just video ourselves driving around and then edit it to narrow it down to a 45 minutes, it'd be much more entertaining.
We're very entertaining whenever we're together. Well, I don't know if we're entertaining or...
I think we just tolerate each other and...
Because sometimes we are fucking hilarious. We sit there and laugh our asses off. And then everybody else is just looking at us like we have 12 heads.
Yes. Actually, speaking of which, Katie's friend invited us to his birthday party.
Yes.
Which I didn't really care about going because he's not really my friend. Like, I've hung around him. He's a really nice guy. He likes Katie, but she felt like we should go, so we did. First of all, I just want to say, we can really adult when we need to, because we were supposed to bring a dish, we were not prepared for that, so I threw together some box ranch and bacon shells, and then, like, two boxes still didn't look like a whole lot, so we put it out in a smaller Tupperware so it would look like there was more, sliced up some tomatoes, made it look very gourmet looking. I think we did wonderful that, but we get there. Sadly, we were the oldest people there.
By oldest, we mean like 10 years.
Like, we don't mean like, okay, we had them beat by a few years. No. I felt like I could have been all of their mothers. And technically, if I'd started young enough, I could have been.
Yeah.
But, so that's really starting to hit home now, like that we're the old people at parties. When, you know, in our heyday, there was a time like we were the party and we were the prime age.
But you can tell they were young. Like, a girl was like... Oh, this Jello shot is so strong. Part of me wanted to, like, push her out of the way and be like, move, bitch. Give me that tray of Jello shots. Let me show you how this is done. Yeah. But.
So it was kind of funny because, first of all, he had his party at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Hello. We live in Florida.
Yeah.
It's hot as shit at 8 p.m. at night. So do not have your party at 4 o'clock
in the afternoon. It's hot as shit at 8 a.m.
Nobody is going to want to go outside to your bonfire at 4 p.m. On a Sunday, too. There's so many things wrong with this. But, so, we get there, and we're staying inside, and he's watching his little niece for a little while.
Amanda goes straight towards the kid, and I go straight towards the dogs.
Yeah, like, oh, hi. And the kid was not having anything to do with us, really. She would do a little dance and stop. Then out of nowhere, she's like, bleh, bleh. Puking everywhere. But... Was the belly crawling before that or right after? I think it was the belly crawling. So this kid's like on her stomach, like army style, going across the kitchen floor and
making
we're
weird noises.
Yeah, she's making all kinds of weird noises. So we like joke and Tanner's in the corner and we're like, oh, we do that. You know, Katie's like, I do that all the time. And Amanda's on the kitchen floor. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, we do this all the time. And we're laughing at each other. And I said something about, I don't even remember what remark I made. I said something like, even with her arms like that. I don't know what it was. Whatever it was, we both thought it was hilarious and were laughing. And Tanner is in the corner looking at us like we had 5 heads on our shoulders. Like,
yeah,
not even a smile. No. Like, I thought I was laughing because I was picturing she and I on the floor actually doing this.
I was laughing to the point that I had to cover my ears and turn around because I was about to piss myself.
And then the kid puked everywhere.
Yeah, like Exorcist style. And then he picks it up and he doesn't even wash his hands. I can't even talk about it. It was just gross. It was just like a bunch of big fucking retarded teenagers partying with a toddler running around. So we only stayed for like an hour.
I didn't think it was that bad, but...
Oh, I did.
I did feel uncomfortable being the oldest one. They weren't doing anything like beer pong.
They're doing beer pong and jello shots, whatever. So then he's like, yeah, that girl's 17. Like,
oh, underage drinking? Let's get the hell out of here.
I ain't trying to catch a charge.
That's when my mom would kick in. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going down for contributing to the delinquency of a minor or whatever.
Yeah.
So, good times, good times.
Sorry, that's a lot of noises on this podcast tonight. Sorry, I am tired.
We're too lazy to redo it. We're too lazy. I'm tired.
I've been working my butt off and then not going to bed until like 1 in the morning and then turn around and get back up. So I'm a tired K-Tay.
I've been trying so hard. I'm going to have new neighbors soon. And I've been trying to mow my yard so they don't think I'm trailer trash. I mean, I don't live in a trailer, but I don't want them to think I'm trailer trash because my grass is halfway up my house.
There's nothing wrong with trailers, though.
No, not at all. But the funny thing is, the day I was going to do it, it's not funny, but my uncle on my mom's side, they thought I had a heart attack, so I was joking with him and told him he gave me a great excuse to not mow my yard, and now every day since then it's rained, and I can't mow my yard. Now I actually want to.
Can't.
I wish my eyes could unsee what they have now seen thanks to Katie. I saw a big gash in somebody's butt cheek.
A gash in the ass.
Oof. Oof. Well, I mean, we made it to a half an hour at least.
Whoop whoop!
I'm sorry that we did not entertain you guys more.
No, we really just... I'm sure we'll think of more things to say once we're in the car and heading home. Next week, though, we will definitely
have... We're going to bring our A game next week.
Oh, yeah. We're bringing the A game and the B game.
We're going to bring all of them. A, and B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, B,
Q, R, S, T, W, X, Y, and Z. All those letters. We're bringing all that.
My OCD would not let me not finish that alphabet.
I know. I didn't want to do it either. Like, my mind was like, don't sing the alphabet.
Just shut up by the end of it.
But my heart was like, do it.
Do it. I can do it.
My mind was like, let it go.
My body was telling me no.
My body.
See, we always get great when we're ready to end it. Suddenly we find funny things.
I don't know if this is great. We're just giggling. I'm so tired.
This is what we sound like when we're laughing.
I just want to say that before we started the podcast, Amanda's 10-year-old son's a fucking dick, and I want to stab him sometimes. So he comes in the room to let me know the podcast is ready for us to air, and he says, all right, Katie, you can go in there and fail at life.
Sadly, a 10-year-old knows we're failing at life.
Yeah. And he thinks we have diabetes.
Okay, well, we promise next week we'll have topics and
yes.
Send us more questions. Because that 1 week, we had almost a whole show full of questions. And then now we're like...
I'm going to threaten my friends. I'm going to threaten my friends.
For going back to threatening your kneecaps.
And Justin, is that his name?
Yeah.
Send us good questions. Not no hot ice cream. That don't even make no damn sense.
Or at least explain to us what hot ice cream is next.
Seriously, that's like saying like, I don't know. I don't even know how to compare that to anything. Like a sharp cotton ball. Like it just doesn't make any sense. It's just not possible. I'm going to try to make some hot ice cream.
I'm going to Google it. I should have Googled it before this.
I'm going to make some ice cream hot. I'm going to put it on the back porch in a bowl and see what happens. And then I'm going to eat it.
Because I like ice cream. Because wildlife will probably get to it. Or ants before we do.
Oh, wow. All right. We will have a better better whatever. And if you want to send us in any kind of like topics you think we should discuss next week, do so.
Feel free because we suck lately at this.
Yeah. Lately as in just tonight because we don't normally suck at anything because we're fantastic at life.
Katie never sucks at anything.
Literally.
Literally. And figuratively.
Wait, quick question. Do you think we have the voice to be phone sex operators?
Are you asking me? Or the people?
Yeah, because we're making...
Me or the people? We have peoples now. We saw the ratings. We have people.
We have 27 peoples. No, I'm serious, because they're making good money nowadays. Do you think we have phone sex operator voices?
I've had a couple people over like the course of my life tell me that. I don't think I do, because I think I sound... To me,
I sound
really nasally to me.
Yeah, I sound like I need to blow my nose and my balls need to go away.
I sound like a
stuffy man.
Except in the morning, I do not sound nasally. In the morning, I sound like fucking Johnny Cash when I'm like...
One day I'll have to do my Tiffany Dixon for you guys.
Yes, we should do that next time. Katie is really good at this alter ego voice where we prank call people with it.
She's a slut. Tiffany Dixon.
She just works at a sex shop.
Yeah. Sex Toys Anonymous.
I don't think our voices are for that. I mean, I guess if we could try, we'd be like...
Try it.
Hey there, big boy. Oh, what are you doing? Yeah.
That scares me. That just scared me.
All right.
You gotta say, like, sexual things when you do it, so I think that I would just laugh. I'd be like, so are you stroking your penis?
See, I can hold the straight face.
Are you rock hard? Is your cock rock hard? Are you rocking out with your cock out?
Did you keep a straight face if that guy was like, let me see that other canoe right there? No, we can't even say it ourselves without.
Put your canoe on my face. Let me tongue punch. What's it? Tongue punch. Let me tongue punch her fart box. Hey, girl, you got a pretty mouth. I can't do it. All right, next week we will discuss stuff. Promise.
And we won't discuss you.
Oh my god, what's on this flashlight?
Oh, it's like my Batman one.
Victor has the coolest stuff. Yeah. Our producer has the coolest stuff. We're totally going to rob his house one day.
We're playing. No, Katie's going to rob your house if shit comes up missing.
We're playing with a flashlight. Oh. And what does that look like in there? Who knows, but it's cool.
I don't know. And we're on camera now.
Yeah, Amy's installed cameras. I'm going to flash his camera before we leave.
All right. Next week, be back. We'll be more entertaining.
Peace.
Bye.